We'll now begin the next form of tefillah called kriya. It comes from the pasuk, Batsarali Ekra Hashem. When I'm in pain, I call out to Hashem. The concept of kriya means that we have a clear knowledge of the one we're speaking to. The other forms of tefillah, whether pigia that we just talked about, or na'aka, or tza'aka, crying out to Hashem, we would try and call out to Hashem even without that clarity, without knowing with absolute crystal clear vision that He hears us, because in an emergency we call out to whoever can help us. We call out blindly. But kriya, however, is addressing Hashem directly with the knowledge that He is listening and we can converse with Him just as we can converse with each other. This recognition that Hashem exists in full reality, just as any item we can see, smell, hear, touch, is at the heart of true tefillah. We've spoken already about this in length when we were learning the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, and we learned through different methods how to work on acquiring this kind of clarity. This clarity is the root of Avodas Hashem, obviously, and the greater clarity we have, the greater Jews we are, Avodas Hashem and Yorei Shemayim. Chazal say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai blessed his Talmidim on his deathbed, Halavai sheyehei meiru shamayim aleichem kemer bas v'dam. It would be fortunate if the fear of God would at least be equal to the fear we have of people. And that's the goal, to bring our level of recognition of Hashem to the level of clarity we have about all the things around us. Hashem is here, He hears us, just as one of our friends do. Here are some of the points we talked about when learning the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh. If we pay a little attention to the way Chazal organized our day, we can see that they made every effort that the knowledge of Hashem's existence should be on our mind in everything we do. We wake up in the morning, we rub our eyes, and what do we think? What are we meant to think at that moment, right? So either you think it's so late or it's so early. I'm so tired. I have to rush to daven, school, work, whatever. We are taught from the youngest age, though, that what has to occupy our mind at the very first moment of the day is Moida ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayim shechazar tavi nishmasi. Moida ani lefanecha. I acknowledge and I am aware of the fact that I exist only bifanecha lefanecha, before you. I live before you, I breathe before you, I'm getting up before you, and I recognize that you, the king of the world, who is alive, chai, and exists, v'kayim. Those are powerful words, chai v'kayim. We only otherwise say those words on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Chai v'kayim, noira morim u'kadosh. It's true awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it carries with it the greatest recognition of Hashem's holiness and awesomeness. He exists. Chazal wanted our very first waking moments of the day, when our mind hasn't been clouded yet by anything else, to be full of this thought: Hashem is alive, Hashem exists, He's the king of the world, and I live before Him. And now the rest of the day has a foundation to build upon. We can go from thing to thing, from mitzvah to mitzvah, from tefillah to tefillah, our work, our lives, incorporating this realization and thought into everything we do, that we're doing it lefanecha, in front of Hashem. So this is the way to start. To have that Moida ani lefanecha, to say it just with that drop more of recognition of what it is we're saying. And what Chazal wanted to happen next is that a logical train of thought would develop each and every day. Who woke me up from my sleep? Ribbono shel Olam. Who gave me the strength, health, working, back, spine, muscles to be able to get up and stand? It was you, Ribbono shel Olam. And these are all addressed in the brachas that Chazal have us say every day. We say them all together. But if you look at the source in the Gemara, they were originally said as we did each thing. We get up, we say Hameichem Mitzadik Gavra. We woke up, we say Hanesel Sach Vevina. And each one of these brachas are so much more meaningful when they would be made as we're appreciating each fact, the fact we can stand, we can see, we can think. And that's how Chazal wants us to work on incorporating and developing that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence.